Water matters. That fact has become increasingly evident with growing concerns about lead in water and pollution caused by runoff after extreme storms. But a project is taking root that organizers hope fosters both community engagement and a bit of whimsy around Milwaukee's water issues. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Milwaukee's is an intricate water system. Three rivers commingle downtown and flow into Lake Michigan. New York-based artist Mary Miss became fascinated with this Great Lake city, and she doesn't even live here. Miss stepped into the Wisconsin landscape in the 1990s when she was asked to contribute to the creation of Milwaukee's Riverwalk, designed to help connect people to the Milwaukee River. Today, Miss wants to draw more residents to their water.
Allowing people to understand how they're supported by the infrastructure of the city, what is their relationship to the natural systems, but how to not just tell them that, but get their interest, hear their experiences, build off what they know better than anybody else about their neighborhoods.
Miss's inspiration crystallized into something called Watermarks, an atlas of water and the city of Milwaukee. It's a public art project that literally includes markers that point to elements of Milwaukee's water resources and issues. The markers are big red letters Miss hopes to attach high up on poles and smokestacks. The first is at 6th and Washington in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. It stands next to the newly built Acosta Middle School. A 5-foot letter A that at night gleams thanks to internal LED lighting stands atop a 24-foot aluminum pole.
A, because it's Acosta, it's agua, it's academic, and when you think about the grading system, you can't get higher than an A. So that's our justification for A.
That's Acosta's science teacher, Shannon Olson. Aside from her students being able to choose their letter, Olson says Watermarks augments her work in the classroom, where she covers water quality, chemistry, and pollution.
They absolutely love what we're learning and how they can see in their own community how it applies.
Part of Watermarks' mission is to collect stories of how people connect with water. Olson's students drew pictures that helped tell their water story. Here's a snippet from Arbea Mendez.
My dad is from the Dominican Republic, and so where he lived, the water was very polluted and it had parasite, and there was not enough water or running water. And so his water was not really clean to drink because people would get sick.
Valerie Vincent.
So my mom loves to cook. And when she makes tamales and she boils pinto beans and stuff, it's like really, really good. And also Mexican rice. And I just found out that she actually uses a lot of water to make it. And I was kind of surprised. You know, I'm actually getting hydrated with water in my mom's food.
And Mariana Perez.
Oh, my mom thinks that like water is a privilege we get and that we are able to use.
In the coming days, a crew will add a plaque to the Watermarks installation. It will give information about the project, this installation at Acosta Middle School, and its student stories and images. Artist Mary Miss hopes with time, markers will dot Milwaukee's watery landscape. She's funneling her energies toward what she envisions as Watermarks' icon installation, an imposing smokestack on Jones Island. Miss sees not only a giant letter, but an added splash of light.
There's a big character on it. W is for water, red character. And on a normal evening, it will be lit blue. But if it's going to rain the next day, in that evening, it will turn red.
Miss says the idea is about more than creating a striking image in Milwaukee's harbor.
To try and spread this idea, how you as an individual, by not using your bathtub or your dishwasher, your heavy uses of water the night before rain, your household can become part of the green infrastructure of the city.
That installation has not yet been scheduled, but Miss is determined to see it through. She's been dreaming about the illuminated stack since 2014. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.